Hello, my name is Julius and welcome to episode 7 of App Applicable Applications. Today we will be talking about three different apps for macOS. All I believe that will be helpful to anyone who is using a Mac, but two will be more tailored to people in the not necessarily audio industry, but who are like more audio in tune. But the first app I want to talk about is going to be Screens 5 Remote Desktop. Now, Screens 5 is, as it says, a remote desktop. You can download this app on your iPhone or your iPad. And what this does is it gives you remote access to any of your Mac devices, whether it be a MacBook, laptop, or an iMac sitting on your desk. This is very useful for anyone who doesn't have the ability to be at their laptop or to be at their MacBook or their iMac, but needs quick access to it. Using Screens 5, you can open up, not only can you access your Mac device from your phone or your tablet, you have full access to it as if the Mac was on your iPhone or your iPad. You're able to open your files, interact with your browsers, interact with everything without seeing a change or without seeing any big of a difference. And the layout is very nice, very simple. It opens up your desktop or your desktop screen that would be on your MacBook or iMac on your phone or iPad display. Then on the side, it has different buttons for you to press that will help you use your phone or iPad as you would a Mac. So it has a button for your keyboard, a button for your mouse, a button for shortcuts for command, just so that you can use your Mac on your phone. Since when you are using Screens 5, you won't have a keyboard. You will be having to use your fingers to move around and navigate throughout the remote broadcast. Which is a very nice addition, and it's very helpful, and it's very seamless too when you're using it on your iPhone or your tablet. It's smooth and you can't really tell the difference, or you can't see any noticeable lag, which is very nice. The second app I would like to talk about is called Audio Hijack. Audio Hijack is a professional grade recording software and more. It's obviously good for professional recording. You can use it for to save audio from websites and any application that could be running on your Mac. So let's say you have audio coming in from YouTube from a browser, or and then maybe Spotify or your Apple Music, and then maybe you have a voice call on Zoom going on. It'll capture all of that. This can also be very helpful in podcast creation, whether you're in the studio recording with different types of mics and mixers. Audio Hijack, you know, it can help boost your podcast or your podcast abilities, how you manage it. And it's not just limited to recording either. It also has different capabilities for live streaming and internet broadcasting and audio adjustments as well. It's great for web streams, recordings, podcasts, as well as if you have, you know, a laptop with small speakers. Audio Hijack, it helps you get sounds that, you know, you didn't think you could get out of your laptop, which is a very nice feature. You're also able to broadcast audio to like different servers out on the internet. And you can also live stream your audio as well. So if you're, you know, live on YouTube, if you're live on Twitch or Facebook, you're able to stream that audio live, which is very nice and very cool. Audio Hijack, it does have a free trial, a free download, but you will have to purchase it if you want all of the features. Now, to purchase a license key from Audio Hijack, that will be $64. And if you did have the previous version, Audio Hijack version 3, you can upgrade to version 4 and get that license key for $30. And last but not least, the third app I want to talk about, which is actually works well with Audio Hijack, It's made by the same company. It's called Loopback, which is a cable-free audio routing system for the Mac. And while using Loopback, you'll have the ability to pass audio from one application to another, and can even combine audio from two different application sources and input devices, and it'll make it available on your Mac as well. And the user interface makes it simple to understand and help you know where your audio is going, essentially giving you a high-end mixing board on your computer. The creators of Loopback say it's like a trended system for your audio. As I said before, you can combine multiple audio sources, you can pull audio from multiple different sources. You have different channel options, so you can add different output channels where you want this audio to be going to. So an example would be, you can have audio being pulled from your music, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, then your microphone as well. And you can have, let's say, the audio from your music and your microphone go to one set of speakers, but then you have just the music go to a different set of speakers. Which is, you know, very nice. It helps you direct where you want your audio to go. Not to mention that virtual devices are, you can also use this with virtual devices. So like Zoom, you can also use Loopback. So let's say, you know, you want your voice from your mic to be going to Zoom. You can use Loopback, and you can select on Zoom Loopback audio for your mic, and then on Loopback you can select where you want it to come from, or what like audio you want being sent to Zoom, which is very nice. And it's not only Zoom you can do it for. You can do it for Audacity, you can do it for Adobe Audition, you can do it for GarageBand, which is really nice. This is really good. It can help you it'll help you more manage your audio and where it goes to. You can combine your mic with different audio sources so that not only can you, you know, speak on, you know, things like your podcast, but you can also play music from one single audio source without having to switch it out or have multiple. And this really helps turn multiple different hardware devices into just one. Not to mention that this doesn't have to be just for podcasts. This can also be for people who are like into gameplay. So you can have the, you know, audio coming from your Spotify, from your video game, and from your mic, and you can combine all of that and decide where those go. Whether you want just maybe your music and the gameplay to go to your Twitch stream or your YouTube stream, or maybe you're just your microphone in the music or the microphone in the game. So you can be listening to music, but your fans won't be hearing it, just you, which is really nice. And just like Audio Hijack, Loopback also does cost money. They do have a free trial, but if you want to purchase a license, it will be $99 or $99 US. They also do have an offer if you want to buy Audio Hijack and Loopback together. You can buy it for $130 US. And then the company, they also have an ultimate, they call it the ultimate podcast bundle, with two more apps that we didn't talk about, called Farago and Fusion. And all of that together is $197. So these are paid software, but if you feel like audio is a concern, or you just want to upgrade your audio and how well you use it, this would be a well worth your money spent. Thank you for everybody who is listening to me today. I appreciate you all listening, and I will see you guys next time.